News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
This News Talk is News Talk Breakfast with me, Anton Savage. Now, the Minister for Education and Youth is heading to the two major teacher conferences a little later on, the ASDI. But first, the INTO are going to be hearing from the Minister. This comes on the eve of publication of the National Primary School Survey that looks at what parents and school communities want in terms of primary school provision. We'll get to some of the findings of that in a second. First, Minister, you are very welcome. Over the years, we have seen heckling, bullhorns, shunning, walkouts. What's your expectation from today?
Good morning, Anton. I'm looking forward to the conferences today. As a former teacher myself, it's a good opportunity for me to be able to meet with teachers today across the primary and secondary, post-primary sector, and to thank them for their tremendous work that they do day in and day out in educating our young people right across the country. We have a really good education system in this country. It is world class, and that is really down to the work that our school communities and the work that they do to help support our children and young people. And we all know that education has to evolve with society, and we really have a fantastic professional workforce out there, and I want to express my thanks but also address some of the challenges that I know that they're facing.
Well, they're going to say, Minister, that you can express your thanks financially.
Yes, and I absolutely appreciate that we need to be ensuring that we are supporting and our children across primary and post-primary schools across the country. We have 1 million students in primary and secondary, post-primary. We have over 110,000 people working within the education system, from teachers, SNAs, to special education teachers, principal, deputy principals. You know, they say it takes a village to rear a child. It absolutely does. And we need to make sure that we are resourcing them. We know the pressures.
But to the meat of it, I mean, at the heart of it, they want more pay and they want more teachers. What's your answer to the two of those things?
So we have more teachers than ever before. We have been increasing them. Last year alone, there's an extra 3,500 primary school teachers, for example, coming into the system. The numbers, we have 38,000 more students over the last 5 years alone going into the education system. So we need more teachers. Where there's pupils and students, we need to ensure that we have the teachers in place. But in relation to, I suppose, pay, and I don't want to preempt any negotiations. I know there will be pay negotiations, a new stage of negotiations beginning over the next few weeks. And I don't want to, I suppose, that's not my own role. That's for the unions with the Department of Public Expenditure. But we do need to make sure, and from my point of view, that workload is one issue that has come up from the teachers and the unions over the last few weeks and months, and something that I would be acutely aware of as well as a former teacher myself. So looking at ways that we can ease that workload.
But reading between the lines of what you're saying, Minister, it doesn't sound like you're putting down a very strong marker that pay is not on the table. You wouldn't be setting advance objections or red lines in relation to pay negotiations.
Well, pay negotiations are separate. I suppose the unions would engage in that. What I have to do as Minister for Education is to make sure that my department is fully funded, that I can pay for the pensions and the salaries of our 110,000 strong workforce, make sure that resources are going to children with special educational needs. We have 250,000 of children with additional needs in mainstream, to make sure that we have the resources in place, and the teachers and the SNAs and special ed teachers, to make sure that they can ensure that our children are getting the education, the supports that they need. They're the areas that I have to focus on. And of course, pay is really important.
Now, the primary school survey has just been released, and it looks at a number of things around things like denominational ethos, same-sex education, all the rest of it. One of the figures that stood out most significantly to me was that you have discovered in this survey that 2 out of 5 parents do not want their children to be subject to the religious ethos that they are now subject to. So effectively, you're presiding over a situation where nigh on 250,000 children are being indoctrinated into a religion that their parents don't want. That's a fair problem, isn't it?
Well, this survey, this primary school survey that was carried out over the last couple of months, it was asking parents and guardians who have children in primary school or who have young children about to go into primary school, what would they want in relation to the ethos of their school? Do they want, single sex or co-ed schools? Would they like their local primary school to be?
And 2 out of 5 said, get religion out.
Yeah, and that's, and I suppose, no, I suppose the response in relation to parents who want their school to remain denominational. So this is, there's a high level national figure. So 60% of parents in denominational schools are saying that they want to retain that ethos, and 40% want change. That's at a national level. But when you go into the local schools, and this information is going to be provided to schools in the month of May, where they will get the outcome of the survey for their individual local community. This is about local choice and what parents and guardians want within their own local area. And if there is an appetite for change there, the department will facilitate that.
Oh, but hang on a minute, Minister. When you go down to the local level, when you then take our cities, Dublin, Cork, Waterford, it's almost half of the parents of the children are saying our kids are in religious ethos schools and we do not want it. You have a quarter of a million kids being subject to a religious ethos that their parents don't want, and you're presiding over that.
Well, this is the whole point of the survey, is to give that local choice to schools. And this information, as I say, at a granular level will be sent out to the schools, and they'll be given time and space then to look at the choice coming from their local community in relation to what they want around the ethos of the school.
How is it within their gift? If the school wants to change from being denominational and it's a congregational school, what, they're going to buy the building off the church? Where are they going to get the money for that?
So what happens is there will be guidelines then sent to the schools around the process if there is an appetite for this change. And it's important to say that there are patrons out there who have been very clear that they're open to change here. And this will be about, again, it's down to the local communities. It's in the hands of the parents, the guardians.
But at a national level, you're washing your hands of it. You have a quarter of a million kids being indoctrinated into a religion that their parents don't want. And you're saying, not for us, not national.
We're actually doing the opposite, Anton. We have done this survey because we wanted local communities to be able to come together to look at what it is they want for their local community. And that more granular detail will be coming out. So what you see there at a county level could be very, very different when you go down to a local primary school and ask them what it is they want to do. So that information will be shared with schools in May, and where there is a willingness or a choice, local choice there to have change, the department will facilitate that. But this will be about, I suppose, local parents, local community looking at their desire to either maintain existing traditions and ethos, or to, if there's an appetite for change, then the department will facilitate that. This is the first time a survey like this at such a level of engagement has been carried out across the country. And it's really, really important. The reason we did this was to enable local communities to be able to make those local decisions.
Hildegard Nocton, thank you very much. That is the Minister for Education and Youth, Hildegard Nocton.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.